Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and a light breeze in Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a pleasant afternoon, while Eilat basks in warm sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, documents seized by the IDF in Gaza reveal that Hamas planned to invade Israel with 2,000 terrorists from Lebanon, as reported by Mardiv just 48 minutes ago. Also, Israeli strikes targeted southern Lebanon earlier today, as Defense Minister Katz vowed to settle scores, according to Times of Israel from 3 hours ago. Also this hour, reports from Ynet indicate widespread attacks on the Ali Taher Ridge in Lebanon this morning after IDF soldiers were injured. Separately, a Qatari report highlighted by Israel Hayom Hebrew 2 hours ago suggests a close associate of Sinwar is expected to become the new Hamas leader in Gaza. And finally, IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, has been active with alerts throughout the day. On social media, Arsen Ostrovsky questions the lack of coverage on Hezbollah's campaign to make northern Israel unlivable, posting just minutes ago. Emily Schrader highlighted a serious incident, noting an Islamic regime lawmaker opened fire on protesters in Iran, also posting recently. Additionally, Iris, a prominent commentator, reported Israel estimates Hezbollah and Hamas are coordinating with Iran, while U.S. pressure affects Israel's response. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the revelations from the IDF. Documents gathered from operations in Gaza show Hamas's strategy to establish a military front in Lebanon. The documents reveal a plan to infiltrate Israel with 2,000 militants. This underscores the potential for increased conflict on Israel's northern border. Turning to the recent Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon, Times of Israel reported that the attacks followed injuries to three IDF soldiers by a Hezbollah drone. The strikes were part of a broader response to ongoing hostilities. This further escalates tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with regional stability hanging in the balance. Meanwhile, Ynet reported a significant military operation on the Ali Taher Ridge. This area has seen intense IDF airstrikes and artillery shelling. The operation comes as Israel responds to threats and injuries sustained by its soldiers. The situation remains tense, with implications for the local civilian population. Separately, political dynamics within Hamas are shifting, as Israel Hayom Hebrew noted today. A close associate of Sinwar might take leadership in Gaza. Ali Alam is seen as the leading candidate. This change in leadership could affect Hamas's strategies and further complicate the conflict. On the economic front. First, while a business reports that the Knesset has asked the Supreme Court to dismiss a petition against the transfer of 462 million shekels during its recess. The petition challenges the legality of the Finance Committee's actions during an election period. Separately, Mariv Business highlights that the back-to-school market in Israel is expected to generate significant revenue this year. Estimated at 421 million shekels, it reflects the financial burden parents face annually. And finally, according to Globes, following a drop in share price, NYIAX receives an upgraded rating from KBW analyst Sanjay Sakhrani. The analyst predicts a potential 48% upside. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.